Dear Mishnayis Masechta Chulin, Perek Yud, Mishne Gimel. Bechor Shenis Oru B'meya. Let's say somebody had a Bechor that was a Baal Mum, so you let a Shechta wherever you want and eat it, but it belongs to the Kain, and it got mixed up with 100 other behemoths. So Bezman Shemeya Shechtenes Kula, Bezman at these 100 behemoths belong to different people, 100 different people. So then, Poitrenes Kula. Every one of them has a right to say that maybe this animal is the Bechor, and therefore he's potter from giving his matanas to the Kohen. He does not have to give from the animal that is shechti now, the Zeroy of Lachiyayim Bekeva to the Kohen. And the Gemara asks the question, why not? Even though it's a suffix, maybe it's the Bechor, but the Kohen should have a right, the house should have a right to say Mamonashach. If the animal is shechti now is the Bechor, then the whole thing belongs to me. And if it's a regular chulun, then at least you owe me the Zeroy of Lachiyayim Bekeva. So why does the Mishnah say potter? The Gemara said, we're talking about that this Bechor was already given to the Kohen, and now the Kohen sold it back to Israel. So this Bechor has no more din matana to give it to the Kohen. Therefore, all of them have read to say, maybe this animal is that Bechor, and therefore they're potter from giving the Zroyev al-Chiyayim Bekeva. What's going to be, though, Echot Shechet is cool. Let's say all 100 behemoths belong to one person. So then, Poitrim Le'echot, you're only potter from giving one at a time, the Zroyev L'chayim Bekeva. Like one person owns all these animals. So all the animals are chulim. There's only one animal of a Bechor there. So only from one animal does he have right to say he's potter from giving, but all the rest of them he would have to give the Zroyev L'chayim Bekeva to the Kohen. Now, HaShechit LaKohen. Let's say somebody shechs for a Kohen, that the kids of this animal belongs to a Kohen, or else for Lanoch, or else the animal belongs to a Goy. So Lachar is potter min amatonis, you're potter from giving the Zroyev L'chayim Bekeva. It belongs to a Kohen, shiti you're potter. It belongs to the Goy also, there's no chiv to give. V'hamishtatef imohem, let's say you become a shutif, you become a partner with either a Goy or else with a Kohen with your behema. So then also you're potter from giving the Zroyev L'chayim Bekeva. But the din is sarach sheyirshem. You have to make a sign on the animal that people should realize that this is different. It's a shutif with a Goy, with a Kohen. That's why you're potter, that's why you're not giving your matonis. Now, v'yim omar. Chutz min hamatonis, potter min hamatonis. Let's say a Kohen sells his animal to a Jew, to a Yisrael, and he says to the Yisrael, I'm selling you this animal, chutz excluding the matonis. So locher is potter min hamatonis. So the Yisrael is potter from giving the matonis to the Kohen, because it doesn't belong to him. The Yisrael only bought the rest of the animal, not the matonis. What's going to be Omar? Mochali b'nei me'yehel shaparo. Let's say Yisrael goes to a butcher, goes to a sheikh and says, I want you to sell me the insides of this paro. Voyu be matonos, and inside the insides was the keva, part of the matono. So lochur is nice on the kohen. The Yisrael that bought it, like he knew what he was buying, he asked for the insides, he knows in the inside there's the keva. So lochur is, this Yisrael now has to give it to the kohen. And v'yeinu menakol le'min adovim, he has the right to deduct the money from the price, because he knew what he was getting. But what's going to be if the Israel tells the butcher, tells the sheikhet, lokachemena b'mishkol, I want to buy from you, let's say 5 pounds of meat. So then you mean 5 pounds that you could eat. So in such a case, noistol lekayin, let's say the butcher gives you part of the matnas kuna, halachah is now the Israel has to give it through the keva l'chiyayim to the kayin, but a menakel min adam, he has a right to deduct the money. Because he says, listen, I bought a pound of meat, meaning meat that I could eat. You didn't give me meat that I could eat. You gave me meat that I have to give to the Kohen. So therefore, he has a right to deduct that amount from the price. Mishnah Dalet. Ger shenizgayev hoysalei poro. Let's say a ger, a goy, that became a Jew, and he had a poro. So it depends. Nishchato achle nizgar, if he made the shchita, when he was still a goy, so potter. He's potter from giving the matanas to the Kohen, even though lady is mizgar, and he still have the zroy of lechiyayim around. But since at the time of the Shechita, when the Chiyah should be Chal, he was a Goy, he's potter from giving. Mishen is Goy, let's say first he became a Ger, and then he shechted the animal. So Chayiv, and Chayiv, and then it's Chayiv, and it's Roy, and Chayiv, and Keva. Sofik, let's say we have a Sofik, where B'Shah Shechita, whether he was a Goy or a Jew, like he was Mizgayr, and he doesn't know, he had somebody else made a Shechita for him. He doesn't know exactly what time the person made the Shechita. So when a Sofik also a potter, you're part of giving the matonis. Because the lochri, shamaitzi, mechaveri, all of a raya, that's the klal. It's only a chiv moment to give. So if I was a chiv moment, you have a right to say, amaitzi, mechaveri, all of a raya. Now, Ezel has Roya. What exactly is considered as Roya? What's called the shoulder that you have a mitzvah to give to the Kohen? Min ha-perek shel akuvo ad kaf shel yod. Min ha-perek shel akuvo, that's like the joint. That's the akuvo, that's the part that's sold with the head. And min ha underneath the right shoulder like. Ad kaf shel yod. Ad kaf ha-yerech shel aregel ha-kadomis. V'ayinu b'shad yisei is the sheik v'akulyis shel aregel ha-kadomis ha-yamonis. It means the two bones, the top two bones. That's all called part of the Zeruya. That's all called part of the Zeruya, the shoulder. Now, who shall Nozer? What in the Nozer also has a mitzvah of the Zeruya? Bashayla, it's the same shoulder, the right shoulder, that has to cook by the Nozer. Well, connect the regal, now by the back legs of the animal, called the regal, shake. That's the mitzvah by Korban Shlomim, when you have to give the chazon, the shake, to the Kayin, that's the shirk, the top thigh, that's the thigh of the back legs. So what's called the Zeruya by the front legs, that's called the shoik by the back legs. Rabbi Yehuda says, shoik, what's called the shoik by the front leg? What's called the shoulder? Minapera shalakuba, from the joint. That's the top bone with sold with the head. At saiva sheregel. To say that means till the end of the first bone. So according to Yehuda, it's not so long as a Tanakama. The Zeruya is only the first top bone. That's called the Zeruya. The kitz is called the emtsoi sharegel, the middle of the regal, that's called the shaykh, and it's not called the kulyis. According to Abuda, the kulyis is not included in the shaykh or in the zroya. Now, eizeyo lechi, what's called the lechi, what's called the cheeks, that you have to give the kohen, mina perik shel alechi, from the jua, from the perik of the jua, ad epika shakageris, down bottom to the windpipe. All that is part of the lechi that you have to give to the kohen with the tongue also. Now, perek yiralf. Reishis hageiz noyig boritz over chutz loritz. The mitzvah when you shear off your wool from your sheep, that you have to give a portion of it to the kohen. So it's noyig whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or even in chutz loritz. Bifnei abayis v'shlo bifnei abayis, whether you're in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash. Bizman we have the Beis HaMikdash, or bizman we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'chulun, by a korban, by an animal that's chulin, not a korban, avolei b'mikdashin, but the mitzvah reishis hageiz does not apply to mikdashim. The Gemara explains why the kachim is be'ach pshit, it's not in all shear it off. Even a kachim be'ach abayis, the pasuk says only you have to shear it and give it, and not something that has to have kdi, you have to redeem it in between. Now choyme b'zroyev l'chiyayim u'v'kevim reishis hageiz. There's certain chumrah about the mitzvah of giving the Zeruya L'chaim to the Kohen over the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz. Shazroya L'chaim Mekeva Noigim HaBokav HaTzoyin applies to all animals. Pamaruba B'mu'ut, whether you're shechting a lot, whether you're shechting only one. Reishis HaGeiz, though, ain't a Noigel HaBrochelis, only by sheep. That's all, not by goats. V'ain a Noigel HaBrochelis, only if you're a shech, you shear off a lot of sheep together. We'll soon see how many you have to shear off together. Now the Mishnah says, V'kam Hu Meruba, what's called a lot of wool that you're shearing off, how many animals do you have to shear off together? So Beishama Yomim Shtei Rechilos. Beishama says enough to shear off the wool of two sheep. Shneman Apostolic says, Yechai Ish Eglas Boku Shtei Tzoyin. Mashman's called Shtei Tzoyin, that's called Tzoyin. And by Reishas Ageiz also says Tzoyin Cho. So merely you have to have two. That's Beishama. U Beisil Loimrim Chomish. No, you have to shear off the wool of five sheep at a time. Shneman Apostolic says, Chomesh Tzoyin Asuyes. Now, Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkin Esaymer, Chomesh Rechelos Goizazois, Mono Pras, Chayavet Bereshis Ageis. He always like Beshamai, you have to shear off the wool of five different sheep, but each one of them has to give you at least a mon and a half, that's a weight, of the wool. That's how much wool has to come off from each animal. Then there's a mitzvah together to take off a reshis, a little bit of truma, and give to the kain. The Chachomar Mechom say, Chomer Shrechelos, Goizazois, Kol Sheino, as long as you're shearing off the wool of five different sheep, no matter how much comes off each one of them, still you'll have a chiv to give Reishis Hageiz. Now, the common Noisen Loi, how much do you have to give to the Kain? Mishka Chomer Sloim B'Yehuda, you have to give the measurement of five Sloim in Yehuda, Shein Esther Sloim B'Gol, so wait, that's 10 Sloim in Golem. Now, Meluban V'Loi Tzoi, you're supposed to give the Kain white wool, and not dirty wool, not soy. Kedei lasas v'meno beged cotton, you have to give him at least enough that he should be able to make a small beggar, means like an avnet. He has to be able to make like a garatol. Shneva the pasuk says titein loy, that you have to give him something that he should be able to use it. Shehei boy kedei maton, it has to be something that he could use. Now what's going to be lohistik litna loy atshetzavoy? He did not give the wool yet to the kohen until you first dyed the wool. The locher is potter. Once you dye the wool, you potter from giving matnas kuna. Because when you dye it, you kohen it becomes you as a kohen b'shinui. So it's like your mazik matnas kuna that we had before, you potter l'shalim. What's going to be livna, let's say you whitened, you like bleached the wool, for loit savoy, you did not color it though, chayiv, then you still chayiv reshes ageis. Now halakeach geis etzoy nishanochri. Let's say you go to a guy that owns his own sheep, and you tell him you want to buy the wool off him, even though he didn't shear off the wool yet, the wool is still on the animal. But you tell the guy you only want to buy the wool, that's all, so potem reshes ageis. Since it's on a goyish animal, you're potter from the mitzvah reshes ageis. But Rimashma, let's say you buy the whole animal off the guy, even though it grew the wool when it was by the guy, then the Jew would be chayv reshes ageis. Halakeach geis tsoyne shechaveri. If somebody buys the wool off his friend, off the Jew, so it's like this. Im shayir ha-meicher, if the meicher still has some wool left over for himself, sal meicher chayv, rather the meicher has the chiyuv to give reshes ageis. Loishi, let's say the meicher sold all his wool to another Jew, so since Lamaisa, the first Jew, shared it off, there was the chiyuv to give to the kohen, the chiyuv is still here, and therefore alakeh chayv, the one that bought it, he has the chiyuv to give reshes ageis. What's going to be hoyu loishi nemin? Let's say you have two different types of wool. Shchufais olavonis. You had darker wool and you had white wool. Or so locher is mochala shchufa. Let's say the moicha sold all his dark wool to somebody else. Avle olavonis. He did not sell the white wool. Or else the chorim avle nekevis. He sold all his males, sheep, and not the females. So locher is zenoisen liyatsmai. Each one should give from his own. The one that bought the shchufais should give his reshes ageis. And the moicher should give from his own levonis. The same thing as Aron and Zechorim and the Kavis, each one still give from what he has. But since the moicher sold like a different type, and he kept for himself a different type, it's not called like he left over part for himself, even though the beginning of the Mishnah says, if the moicher sells the wool and leaves over some for himself, he has to take off his own rations against everything. But over here, since he sold all the Zechorim, he only left over in the Kavis, it's still like he sold everything. Therefore, the lekeach has chiyuv to take off the reshes ageis from what he bought, and the wadin avada the meicher has the chiyuv to take off from what he still has. Yeah, perak yud beis, mishnalef shaluach hakein noig boritz of chutzlorts. The mitzvah, if you find the bird, the mother, over its kids or over the eggs, the Torah says you can't just take the kids, but you have to first send away the mother. So this halacha of shaluach hakein is noig whether you're living in Eretz Yisrael. What are you doing with chutz l'aretz? B'fnei abayis, b'zman we have the beis hamikdash, which lo b'fnei abayis, b'zman there's no beis hamikdash. Ba'chulin, by an oif, that's chulin, it's not a korban. Avolei b'mikdashim, but not if the korban is not if the oif is a korban. The more said the case is, if you have an oif, and you were makdash at lebedek abayis, and then it flew away from you, and you makar it, and you find it roiv etz ala freichim ala beitzim. In such a case, should be potter from shluach hakan, because the pasuk says, "V'medayik shalach to shalach mashma, send it away." The one that you let us send away, but over here, since it belongs to the betek bayis, you have to bring it back to the betek bayis. You're not allowed to send it away, so you'd be a potter from the mitzvah. Now, choymer bekisui hadam shluach hakan. There's more chumris in the mitzvah of kisui hadam over the mitzvah of shluach hakan. Shekisui hadam noig bechaya uvoif. By a chaya and by birds. The mezumin, ubishena mezumin. Whether you own it, it's under your control, it's domestic, or whether it's not domestic. Marshenke and shluach hakein, that you have a mitzvah, sending away the mother. And a noy yellow boy, it only applies by birds, not by chayas. And also, vein a noy yellow bishena mezumin. It only applies that a bird is not domestic, it's not in your rishus. But, now the Mishnah explains. A zeyu shena mezumin, what's called the bird that's not domestic, it's not in your rishus, could go in the case of avozim v'tanagolim shekirinu bapardes, that they made their nest outside in the pardes in the fields. Means they ran away from the house, and they don't come back, and therefore they make the nest down in the fields. So therefore, it's a mokim shena meshumer, that's called ki korei, that we darshan in posuk ki korei kain tzipor, so we darshan prat lemezumen, it can't be worn, that's prepared, that's yours. Let's say they made their nest inside the house. If you have an oif tomei on top of the eggs, you have the mitzvah to send away the mother. What's going to be oif tomei roivets al beitzei oif tor? Let's say a tomatic bird is sitting on top of eggs from a bird that's tor. Or else the opposite way, a bird that's tor, that's roivitz al beitzei oif tomei, that's sitting on top of eggs that came from an oif tomei, locher is potter mo shleich, your potter from shaluach. Shaluach akan is only where both the mother and the eggs are like edible at tor. But if the mother or the eggs are from a oif tomei, your potter mo shleich. Dash neposik, kan tzipor en vein v'esabon en tikach l'cho, that's because take it for yourself and not l'klovecho. What's going to be korei zoch? You have this bird, a korei that's a zocher, it's a male, but it's a derech for it to sit on top of eggs like in a keva. So it's a machlokes where Rebbelezer mechayv with the mitzvah shluach hakan. The chacham point, the chacham say no, you potter from the mitzvah shluach hakan. Since it's a zocher, the pasuk says shalat shalach es aim mashma the yeim and not the yav. And the loch is like the chachamim that you potter from the shaleich. Now it says Mishnah Gimel. Let's say the mother was like flying on top of the eggs. It was not sitting, but a little bit above the eggs. Now, if its wings are touching the nest, then before you take the kids to first send away the mother. What's going to be? Let's say the mother's wings are not touching the can. And Echnami then potem l'shlech, then you potem from the mitzvah shluch hakein. Now, ein shomele freyach echot. Let's say there's only one chick in the nest, or a beitzach, there's only one egg in the nest, and the mother is sitting on top of it. Still, there's a mitzvah chayav l'shlech, you have to first send away the mother. Shenema, the pasuk says in Devarim, kan, and we darshan kan mikol mokem. Any type of a kan, any type of a nest, no matter how many are in it, there's a mitzvah shluch hakan. What's going to be hoyishom efroichem africhem? That's the inside, the kind inside the nest. There are these chicks that can already fly by themselves. Oy beitzim uzoros, else you had old eggs already. They cannot hatch anymore. They're dead eggs. That they're shein africh. They won't hatch anymore. So potem alashleich. Now there's no mitzvah shluach hakan. She never because the pasuk says v'yoeim roivetes al hefroichem oy ala beitzim. The mother was sitting on top of the chicks and on top of the eggs. So we darshin ma efreichim b'nei kayomo, just like efreichim, the chicks are people, the ones that could live, they'll produce, is af beitzim b'nei kayomo, that's the eggs also that could produce, and not beitzim mazoros. Yotzim mazoros, it goes out, you put there by mazoros, beitzim mazoros, they can't hatch, there's no mitzvah shluchakan. Now, umoha beitzim, just like the eggs, they still need this mother to sit on top of it to make it hatch. What type of chicks are mechuyev in shluch hakan? Only ones that are tzurichim limon that still need the mother. So therefore, if it doesn't need this mother anymore, it's part of the mitzvah. Yotze goes out mafrichim, that if the chicks could fly by themselves, you're part of the mitzvah shluch hakan. What's going to be shilcho? You first send away the mother, and then because where the mother came back again on top of the eggs. Shilcha again, you sent away the mother. Bechazer came back again. Afilu abo v'chamish yepom. Even though it happens four or five times, still chayiv. Yechayiv in the mitzvah shluch hakan. Shinem the apostle says, shaleach teshalach. Send it away, mashma filu a few times. The more dashen, really the word shaleach alone is mashma a few times. And teshalach is mashma even the dvar mitzvah. Still you can't take it, but you have to send it away. Now, Oma, let's say somebody says, hareni noite lesaim. I want to take the mother. I'll send away the kids, so it's no good. When you take the mother, at that time there's chalachia to send away the mother. You're gonna have to send her away. You have no right to keep the mother. The pasuk says shalach to shalach esaim. You have to send away the mother. It does not help you sending away the kid. You have to send away the mother. What's going to be not al habon? Let's say you took the kids. V'yachziran la kain.
and they went back again into the nest.
In other words, first you found the mother on top of the can, on top of the kids in the nest. So first you send away the mother. And then Notal Habonim, he took the kids. And now V'yachziru Nekan, he put them back again into the nest. V'yachakach, and later Chosrei Malay, and then the mother comes back again. So now Potem L'Shaleach, you have no mitzvah Shluch Kan, you could just take the kids. Because now these kids are called mezumonim, you already claimed them, they belong to you, they're in your rishus, so they're called like domestic now, therefore there's no mitzvah shluach hakan. Mishnah Dalet, hanoitel eim al habon. Let's say somebody takes the mother when it's on top of its kids. So Rabbi Yehuda says, loike, you get malchus, v'yeinu mashalech, you have no mitzvah, send it away anymore. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the mitzvah shalech to shalech is like an essay shekod meliyav. Like first, when you come to the mother on top of the kids, the mitzvah essay is to first send away the mother. Now, if you do not send away the mother, but you take the mother for yourself, you're over a laugh, and therefore you get malchus. And afterwards, there's no more essay to send it away anymore. So therefore, you're like, and v'yena mashaleach, there's no mitzvah to send it away anymore. However, the chachomim say no. The chachomim oimrim mishaleach, even after you take the mother, still there's a mitzvah to send it away. And v'yena like, you will not get malchus. And Zeaklal, this is the general rule, that Kol mitzvahs loisasei, sheyesh bo kumasei, any mitzvahs loisasei that has an essay to it, that's called a lav hanitikli asei, like Zeyla rule, so Torah says don't steal, and if you steal there's a mitzvahs asei, v'oshev esak Zeylam, so the klal is, ain't loikin aler, on a mitzvahs asei, that comes after the lav, that's menatik, the lav, you do not receive malchus for such a lav. Mishnah Hey. Lo yita lodum eim al abonim. A person has no right to take the mother off its eggs, off the chicks. Afilu l'tayras ha-mitzari. Even the reason you want to take the mother now is do a mitzvah sesei to mitayah the mitzari. Still, you're not allowed to do it. We do not say mayum ha-yesem ha-yesei, but rather we darshan a-posek, a-shal t'shalech, even l'dvar mitzvah still is t'shalech. Now the Mishnah ends off. Umo im mitzvah kala. Let's look at even such a simple mitzvah. She kissed, those things is only worth. Like a isser, it's not worth that much. Because how much is a bird worth? It's not worth that much. Torah tells you to send it away. Is it true? You're losing out on isser. Omer, the Torah says, L'man yitab loch, v'harach to yom, you'll have a long life. It'll be good for you because of this mitzvah. If so, kal v'choyim ha-mitzvahs chamurah shavaterah. It's kal v'choyim before the mitzvahs chamurah shavaterah, the avada, if you do the mitzvah, you'll have a good life. You'll be zeicha v'darichas yomim. The Gemara asked the Kashai, what's going to be if you see a person that is doing the mitzvah kibbut avein? His father told him to go up to the roof and bring down the birds. And when he went up there, he saw the mother on top of the nest. So he's Isaac in the mitzvah shluach hakan. So he's doing two mitzvahs of kibbut avein and shluach hakan. That by both mitzvahs, the Torah says, arichas yamim. And when he comes down, he fell down the ladder and killed himself. So the question is, where's the arichas yam? Where's l'man yitabloch? The Gemara answers, the pshaf in the pasuk is, it does not v'davka mean in this world. It can also pertain to l'olam habo, that yom shekul orach, yom shekul atoiv. L'olam habo, that's where the real olam, where you get your scha, you get reward, v'etzaki yibizaycha tarichas yomim, and l'man yitav l'chov arach to yomim. All right, we'll stop here. Slikom mesechta chulim.